Welcome to the podcast series from the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Essex.
My name is Dean Lillard. I am an economist at the Department of Policy Analysis and Management at Cornell University in New York State.
Okay, the presentation that you were giving today was all about people who are moving from the UK to the US, and in particular, you were looking at smoking. Why was that? What was the background to that?
So the general issue is of interest to a wide audience. Everyone wants to know what happens when you migrate to another country. And there's all kinds of substantive scientific questions that are involved in that as well, some of which have to do with whether or not migrants earn more money, whether they move up socially, whether they're integrated into society. And so there's a broad scientific question that surrounds this issue of migration. And one of the issues has to do with health. So the question that people ask is, are migrants healthier? Because on the face of things, migrants appear to be a lot healthier, and smoking is one major input into health, and so that's why we're studying it.
In respect to the research that you've undertaken so far, what have you actually found?
Okay, so the one of the big issues that we study in social sciences when we use data that are generated from people is to try and understand how much of that is coming from the fact that people get to choose what they do. So when people migrate, they obviously have made the choice to move. And so when we compare what happens to migrants to people who are either stay back home or to people who are in the country that they're going to, one of the big issues is how do migrants differ? And is it because of things that made them choose to migrate? And so when we're studying whether or not people who migrate are healthier, the big question is to try and understand whether it's because there was something about them that made them migrate or because something about the migration process caused them to be more or less healthy.
Leading on from that then, what have you found today? What have you found so far?
The first thing that we found is that if you just looked in a very simple way at the smoking behavior of migrants and non-migrants, it appears that, in fact, they're healthier. They smoke less than people who decided not to migrate. But when you use statistical methods, things that we've done to try and make them comparable to people who stayed behind, so not the general population, but people who were like them, then the differences go away. They're just as likely to smoke as the people who stayed home, but as people who stayed home who were very much like the people who migrated.
Is there a story here? I mean, does it tell us anything really about the impact that moving to another country has on people's health?
At this point, no. We've just established this basic fact that there are things that we as social sciences don't get to observe about somebody that makes them different than just a general person from the population they're coming from. And so that's actually a bit of important information, and it's a useful finding from the data that we used. The British Household Panel Survey had the data that we needed to be able to compare to data from migrants from the UK to the US that we used from the United States. And so just establishing this fact that there is really no difference based on the things that get people to move, it's an important first step to move on to more important findings.
Where does your research go from here? Where do you want to take it now?
Well, so many of the things that we're going to do is then look at does migration lead to the kinds of mobility that is commonly perceived to be the reason that people migrate? Often we think of people migrating for opportunities, economic or social opportunities. We'll be able to now start from this basis to understand whether the migration, in fact, leads on to these other things.
Is immigration for the bold or the vigorous? New evidence of healthy migration using smoking outcomes in 6 source countries with research presented by Dean Lillard at the Understanding Society BHPS Conference 2011.